This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Islamic State terror group is claiming responsibility for a bombing in northern Syria that killed four U.S. soldiers. The U.S.-led coalition said that it's still gathering information on the incident. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said Wednesday's bombing claimed by the Islamic State terror group has left 20 dead, including five U.S. troops. AP Washington correspondent explained Vice President Mike Pence is now claiming that the Islamic State caliphate has crumbled and the militant network is now defeated.
Now, we'll stay in the region and we'll stay in the fight to ensure that ISIS does not rear its ugly head again. We will protect the gains that our soldiers and our coalition partners have secured.
During a speech Wednesday at the State Department, Pence defended President Trump's decision to withdraw the 2,000 U.S. troops from Syria. Critics say the pullout is premature. Taiwan is now saying that it will not bow to Chinese pressure and called for international support against Beijing's out-of-control actions. That's according to a presidential spokesman Thursday. Companies, including Apple and Amazon, have wrongly labeled Taiwan and should take immediate actions to correct it. That's what it's been saying. State-run Legal Daily reported this on Wednesday, citing a report released by a Chinese government think tank. Beijing has stepped up pressure on Taiwan since the pro-independence ruling party took office in 2016. That has included rising Chinese scrutiny over how companies from airlines such as Air Canada to retailers such as Gap referred to the Democratic Island in recent months. Kenya's president has vowed to track down terrorists who staged a deadly assault Tuesday in a hotel and office complex in an upscale suburb of the capital city. He said all attackers have been eliminated and warned his government is launching an aggressive manhunt. This is VOA News. Security forces in Zimbabwe arrested a pastor and a political activist at his home in the capital Wednesday as the nationwide anti-government strike entered its third and final day. Correspondent Columbus reports.
Early Wednesday, armed police surrounded the home of Pastor Ivan Mawarire before arresting him for helping organize a three-day stay-at-home strike to protest Zimbabwe's 150% fuel hike. On Wednesday, more than 200 protesters were brought to court and more are expected Thursday to face charges of violence.
The Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, has suggested that U.S. President Trump delay his State of the Union address planned for later this week, or I should say this month, unless the record-setting partial government shutdown ends this week or present the speech in writing. 26 days into the government shutdown, Senate Democrats staged a Capitol protest. We'll get more from AP correspondent Warren Levinson.
Democratic senators came down the Capitol steps carrying poster-sized pictures of furloughed federal workers and their families to illustrate the human cost of the government shutdown. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
I want President Trump to look into these faces and see what he is doing by using these men and women as pawns.
The president says he's ready to keep the government shut down for a long time to get money for his proposed border wall. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is recommending that he postpone his State of the Union message, given that the security apparatus has gone almost 4 weeks without funding.
A Canadian woman whose father is a dissident jailed in China was briefly detained and bullied by security agents while moving through Beijing's main airport Wednesday. That's according to a Toronto-based Globe and Mail newspaper. Ties between the two countries have been strained since the December arrest in Vancouver of a senior Chinese executive on a U.S. arrest warrant, which was followed by China's detention of two Canadians on suspicion of endangering state security. In the most recent incident, the woman, Tiana Wang, was pulled off a plane by six police officers, separated from her husband, and detained with her daughter for almost 2 hours while connecting in Beijing en route to Toronto from Seoul, according to the paper. YouTube is trying to prevent otherwise bright people from doing dangerous things. The video sharing network owned by Google is cracking down on harmful or dangerous pranks. Updated policies no longer allow challenges that present an apparent risk of death and ban content featuring children participating in dangerous challenges. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.